This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
We're getting a little bit of volatility and a little bit of mixed trade here on a midweek trade. We were under pressure pretty much on all the grain commodities overnight. We have seen the corn market catch a little bit of a bid since the reopening. Bean market's still under pressure. A little bit of follow through, I think, overnight from the report yesterday. It was kind of a bland report, at least on the domestic side, Mark. Not a lot of change. No changes at all in the corn and beans. Very slight changes in wheat. I think the bulls were hoping to be fed. They weren't fed. Pulled the market down a little bit. World numbers did tighten up a little bit, but muting that little bit of friendliness is the weather in Argentina. It looks like they're starting to get some much-needed rain over the next couple days, which should relieve at least parts of Argentina, which is dealing with some drought, giving some pretty good relief and adding a little bit of negative tone today.
And with that report, like you mentioned, essentially went kind of what we thought with the pre-report estimates. There was no real big surprises. But when we think about the next big report that is going to be a potential market mover, Jim, would it be the next WASD? Would it be something else that we're going to be looking at, maybe the March planning intentions report?
All right, the next really big report, it's not really a report. It's going to be a presentation. It'll be at the end of February. It's the World Outlook Forum. That is when the government kind of gets its first kind of guesstimate of acres next year, runs some balance sheets. They do that at the very end of February. So that'll be our first kind of a glance at what they're looking at for next year's crop.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Farmers and agricultural leaders, are you ready to elevate your operation? Join Comstock Investments for the Family Farm Masterclass February 21st and 22nd in Des Moines. You'll dive deep into management strategies, corporate governance, and succession planning. Learn from high-profile national speakers and gain insights into risk management and leadership and network with farmers from across the country. Highlights will include Willie Robertson of Duck Dynasty sharing his expertise on family business transitions. Seats are filling fast, so don't miss this opportunity to grow your farm's legacy. Visit Comstock.com to secure your spot today.
March corn down a half cent at 483.5. March soybeans down 8.5 at 1035 even. March soybean meal down 230 at 294.30. March soybean oil down 19 cents at 45.94. Chicago wheat down 2 pennies at 575 even. Minneapolis wheat down a penny at 617 and a quarter. Kansas City hard red wheat down 2 pennies at 590 and 3 quarters. On the Merck, February live cattle up 20 cents at 199.87. March feeder cattle unchanged at 264.77. April lean hogs up 85 cents at 93.82. April pork cutout up 80 cents at 94.77. Class 3 milk is up a penny at 20.23. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.